The governor's race isn't the only battle for control of state government this year. Republicans think they've got a chance to win control of the state Senate for the first time in a decade, and Democrats are hoping to increase their majority. Joining us with more is Chris Griegel, and he's the Washington State news editor for the Associated Press. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
So currently, Democrats control the state Senate. It's 27-22. Why is it so important to them, to Democrats, to try to add more seats?
What they want to do is solidify their control, their ability to run things in the state Senate has been a little slippery, especially on the big issue of the budget, because they've had some more conservative members in their caucus that sometimes jump ship inside of the Republicans. So if they can add a few more seats, they will be able to drive the agenda more forcefully.
This year in particular.
Yeah. I think that what the Democrats are hoping to do is maintain the one party control they've had for a while, but the Republicans really do see an opening this year to flip a couple seats and control one house of the legislature.
So how many seats are really up for grabs?
I think most people are really concentrating on four races, and the Republicans would have to win three of them to just get over the finish line to get to a 25-24 majority.
And what are some of the more tightly contested races this year?
You know, there's one in the Vancouver suburbs where Don Benton is going up against Tim Probst. That's one that is being looked at. There's also another one in the 5th district, which is basically Seattle's eastern suburbs there. That's kind of a tight race where the Republican incumbent actually withdrew at the last second, and she's actually supporting the Democrat in the race.
That's Cheryl Flug.
Correct. And the Republicans think they've got a decent shot at that race for sure to maintain that seat. But if the Democrats are able to win there, that would make the Republicans' task a little bit more difficult.
Why is Flug endorsing the Democrat?
You know, that's the Republicans say it's because she was appointed to a job by Democratic Governor Chris Gregoire, and she's decided to switch sides there. The Republicans are not happy about what Flew did, and they see a nefarious intent on her part.
We're talking about the battle for control of the Washington State Senate with Chris Griegel. He's the AP editor for Washington State. Are there any other races that are seriously competitive in the state Senate this year?
You know, there's another one with Democrat Rosemary McAuliffe. You know, she's the chair of the Senate Education Committee, and she's going up against a Republican. I believe her name's Don McCravey, and that's one that people are looking at for sure. You know, there's just a handful of races that are tight enough that control really hinges on these races. And so, you know, the Republicans are very hopeful, and the Democrats privately are a little worried, but they think that they'll be able to maintain control.
So is that your prediction for what's going to happen?
I really don't know what will happen. I think this will be very, very close, and I think if a couple of these races come down to the wire, it will be a couple days at least before we ultimately know who controls the state legislature, because so many ballots will still be left to be counted on election night.
Chris, I got about a minute left. Did you get a chance to watch the presidential debate last night?
I did.
And how do you think that's going to affect state races here in Washington?
You know, I think that the conventional wisdom is that the recent surge in polling by Mitt Romney was helping out Rob McKenna. And I think over the next couple of days, it'll be interesting to see where the national polls go. But I think any uptick in support for Mitt Romney has probably helped Rob McKenna, and if that continues, he would be in a better position come election night.
And does that wind also blow for the outcome of the state Senate?
You know, I think it's harder to make that case on a local level, but certainly any enthusiasm among Republicans on a national level, if it trickles down to these districts, is only going to help Republicans who are looking to sway just a few more votes their way.
All right. Thanks for talking to us, Chris.
You bet.
Chris Griegel is the Washington State news editor for the Associated Press.